Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Last night, the Knights went down to the Panthers 16 points to 14. Those scores, as always, thanks to Tyre Power. And, of course, at Tyre Power, you receive tread mats when you purchase a set of selected Cooper tyres. Let's talk to one of our all-round good guys of the NRL, a bloke that we all love. And his name is Nathan Brown. He's the coach of the Newcastle Knights. Brownie, welcome.
How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Hey, at the press conference last night, you made the comment, seven or eight new faces, never going to be perfect early. And, yeah, look, we don't get to see a side, you know, roll out seven or eight new players in the one year. It's almost like a new franchise.
Yeah, well, that's just the state we've been through. Maroon, we're just sort of probably into the probably the best phase of our rebuild cycle because, you know, most of the blokes we got there now are all going to be there for a fair period. And then we've got some good young kids coming through that are trained in the same system. So, you know, over the course of the next sort of 12 months or so, you know, the changing of personnel at the Knights over the next sort of number of years will be minimal now. We'll get just a few in and a few out, as is the case in all the good stable clubs.
Brownie, just on that, like the evolution of your squad, and I don't want to look. Let me just go back to what Gallen said about a few years back about, and I think he was being matter of fact, and you've acknowledged that, and your comments last week was all about you'd like a realistic reference from Gallen about where they were now. Where in your eyes is this squad as far as the where you need them to be?
I think if we look at our first 2 weeks, we played two sides that, you know, probably all you guys in there have probably acknowledged that. I haven't seen any as a tipper, but you probably think they're going to finish up in that sort of higher end of the table. And both games were really, really tight games, and we were good enough to find a way to win one, and we weren't quite good enough to find a way to win the other one. And that probably sums up that we've certainly made some good progress, but we've probably still got a little bit of a way to go. And, you know, we've probably, you know, we'd be truthful, we've obviously had a pretty ordinary defensive record over the course of the journey. We put a, you know, we broke our training up into a percentage. You know, it was a higher percentage of our pre-season training that went into the defensive part of the game. And I think, you know, if you look at our first 2 weeks, I think, you know, probably apart from the one try through the middle there yesterday, I think we'd all agree we've seen a really good period of some improvement in that part. You know, obviously we've got to keep going and keep getting better and do it over long periods like the best sides do, but we've certainly seen some growth in our defence. But on the downside, if you put a lot more time into one thing, you know, building the attack will probably take that little bit longer.
Mate, talking on defence, Brownie, you know, there's a few theories that Ponga is doing a bit too much in the front line. Is there a chance that maybe you could mix him up and put him back at fullback through the year as well?
Yeah, look, we're sort of always open. I'm not one of these blokes that, you know, everything's going to be 100% and he's stubborn. Yeah, we'll watch it evolve. And, you know, probably one of my biggest, you know, coaching lessons as a younger coach was when I probably left St. George, and probably, you know, probably better than anyone got him being coached by Wayne. One of the probably Wayne's best attributes is getting people to do what they're good at, you know. And I thought last year with KP, a lot of the things we did with him, he got him in really, really good areas of the field where he should get the ball. And if you break KP's game down, there's probably five or six ways where him getting the ball suits his skill set the best. And obviously one of them's broken field. And, you know, one of the ways you get the ball from broken field is kick returning. So not playing there obviously takes that bit away from him. But in the other areas where he needs to get the ball, sometimes playing 5-8, he has more energy to, because he covers a lot less kilometres to get in those positions. Now, the next thing for us is, are we getting him enough ball in the best games? And with him and Piercy combined, and I'd say that's probably at the moment, I'd say that wouldn't be the case, you know. So that's a challenge for us to keep building that. But, you know, we're certainly, you know, him not being a fullback, he doesn't get as much broken field play. And that is one negative, I suppose, of moving. But the positive is he can have more energy because he covers less caves to get in other areas of the field, which he's obviously very effective at.
Well, speaking of energy, though, Brownie, wouldn't the fact he's defending in the front line be more detrimental to his energy than it would be at fullback?
At times, you could probably argue it could be, Kenny, and at times you could argue it wouldn't be. You know, the fullbacks cover a lot more kilometres. lot more actual just running meters that do less defense. And you know, if we get our yardage offense going really well, and we're kicking the ball well, where we give the opposition the ball can probably help control how much defense he does, and obviously where he stands in the line can obviously control a little bit of that too. You know, but yeah, so there's probably argument two or four. You know, he's going to do a little bit more tackling in the front line. There's no doubt, but definitely covers less kilometres by not being there. But, you know, we can probably debate about which is the best way to go about it all the time. And probably the proof will be in how we go as an attacking side and KP's involvement. And yesterday, you obviously had some, he was probably out of our key personnel in your 9-7-6-1. I thought he was comfortably the better player out in that area for us. But, you know, did we get in the ball in enough good positions? That'd be a negative.
Right. What about the influence of Tim Gladsby, what's he brought to the club?
Oh, well, Tim's comes from the, you know, an environment where he got educated on the basic parts of the game. And, you know, Tim's probably, you know, not dissimilar. I was talking to Tim about it when I was at St George in the early 90s. You know, Brian Smith was really good at helping individuals improve their game a lot. And I always thought if I didn't tumble into Brian Smith, I might have played no first grade games. And we spoke to Tim, he went to Penrith, left Penrith, went to Melbourne, and, you know, learning the basic fundamentals of the game has made him a bloke who's, you know, played in the last three grand finals, Origins, and he's such a consistent player, and what he does know how to do is he knows how to compete well as well. And you can actually look at some real key moments of the game, which we lost yesterday. There was a couple of real key moments where Tim Gladsby put himself in the position to help stop problems, you know, and, you know, we've still got to learn that lesson. A few of our other players are still going to learn those lessons, but he's a real professional, and his impact on our younger forwards has been really, really good. And I would expect our younger forwards to continue to grow off the back of, you know, guys not only playing with them, but at training. He puts plenty of time into coaching.
Speaking of key moments out of last night, Brownie, it sounded as though you were having a bit of a crack at your forward pack with that statement about Isaiah Yeo last night. Is that fair? Or?
Oh, look, the try he scored, if you look at our first 2 weeks of footy, Hooch, you know, as I said, we'd like to think that from a defensive point of view, you know, Cronulla got a penalty try against us. And if you look at yesterday's game, Jimmy Maloney pulled us apart once, which he can do. And the other one they scored was from a kick, which was over the dead ball line, which they leapt out and knocked it back in. So there was a fair element of luck in that and hard work. But the one they got us through the middle was a real disappointing one because, as we just said, you know, we put so much time into our defence, which does come at a little bit of a cost for the offence, and to allow that one, you know, that was a real disappointing try to allow, which, you know, obviously the players involved today and so will be very disappointed.
Brownie, good to catch up with you, mate. We wish you all the best for the remainder of the season. You've got the Raiders in Canberra this coming week. They'll be looking for a win. We wish you all the best, mate, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.